just before Jason returned to sucking. Blake leaned against the shower wall and squatted down a bit. He slipped his hand behind his hip, then winced, hissing a little. Water dripping in his eyes, Jason gasped at the reckless way Blake threw his head back. A giddy sense of arousal swept through him. Holy shit, he's fingering his ass. Overcome by the erotic sight, Jason gave his own erection a few rubs. Blake had joked about playing different positions, but Jason had thought he was kidding. Yet now, watching him do this, he trembled. Fuck, that's hot. Not wanting to be left out as his new lover pleasured himself, he took hold of Blake's shaft and jerked it in time with his own. Oh, yeah, Blake encouraged, thrusting into Jason's fist. Curious and so turned on he feared another premature ejaculation, Jason dropped his own cock. Tentatively, holding his breath and still stroking Blake, he reached between the other man's thighs and behind his balls to feel where he teased his asshole. Blake grunted when he began to toy with the digits sinking into his body. Emboldened, he took his first two fingers and massaged the sides of Blake's opening. In and out the man's finger plunged to the second knuckle, and Jason smiled in delight. To know Blake enjoyed doing something Jason often did when alone was a powerful aphrodisiac, but not as much as the shameless little whimpering sounds the big jock made. His entire body flushed hot, aching and desperate to make Blake come. "Jay, please, get up in me," he cried suddenly. He pulled his fingers out and seized Jason's wrist, forcing him against his hole. Obeying the desperate plea, he worked an index finger past his barrier. Shocking by the pulsing flesh, the tightness, he moaned, "You're so warm." Then Blake's finger joined his, pulling on the skin, stretching it open. "More," he pleaded. "More," he pleaded. Jason did a second one into that snug, manly flesh, fucking him in rhythm with fisting his shaft. He knew what felt good in his own ass and curled his fingers, hoping to hit the same spot for Blake. He knew right when he nailed it because Blake clutched at the wall, then twitched above him, the ring of his arm convulsing. "I'm gonna come." Frantic, Jason plunged his fingers deeper and wrapped his lips around the tip of Blake's cock. He wanted to taste his cum so badly it scared him a little. Blake cried out, body shaken. His shaft pulsed against Jason's tongue just before cum spilled into his mouth. He tried to swallow it down, gulping like mad, but there was more than he expected, and the warm fluid overflowed onto his chin. Clearing his throat, he smiled up at the first man he'd ever made cum. "Did I do it right?" Blake pulled him to his feet as if he weighed nothing. He pressed him boldly against the cold shower wall and kissed him hard. "Yeah, you did. So good," he whispered, licking his chin clean. Then he sucked droplets of water off his earlobe. "So damn good." Reaching between the mashed bodies, he took Jason's erection and pumped. Jason's eyes rolled back and ecstasy consumed him at that touch. Reveling in the warmth of the water and the heat of Blake's grip, he relinquished everything to the more powerful man, leaning back while Blake ran his giant fist up his shaft, twisting and squeezing, making him moan. "God, you're so fucking hot," Blake whispered. Their eyes met, and seeing the need, the lust, and the truth of those words in his expression, Jason's entire body convulsed. "Come for me," Blake encouraged, increasing speed. "I want to see that face again." Throbbing pleasure pounded inside his groin, and his breathing grew short. In one mind-blowing eruption, he came, hot gobs of cum bursting onto Blake's hairy stomach. Gasping for air, pulse racing, he whimpered as his lover wrung every last bit of pleasure from him. Releasing his cock, Blake cupped his face. "I'm so glad they put us together. No one could have ever measured up to you. They've never been able to." He clung to those solid arms, the larger body so overwhelmed, he could not find the words. He buried his face in Blake's chest, kissing it, the water getting into his mouth and hairs tickling his lips. While he had paid Madame Eve for a fantasy encounter, it frightened him to realize, after such a short time, how desperately He wanted more.